1850, 200536. Also between 11 and 12, Shane will be doing a little competition with you, particularly if you're into tennis, as we're moving into Wimbledon. And in particular, if you're in the Naas region, Naas Tennis Club, we'll be broadcasting live from there next Saturday morning between 11 and 2 for their big open day. And you can learn all the joys of tennis free, whether you're a child, teenager or adult. That's all. We'll tell you about that during the week. But this week, we're giving some of you the opportunity to win a €50 voucher towards membership at Naas Tennis Club. Shane will do that afterwards as well. Speaking of people who can be less fortunate or otherwise, anybody indeed who is ill, as Marianne said, if you have your health, you have everything, and I'll certainly vote for that anyway and say to that particular one. Brenda Drum will be well known to KFM listeners. She presents our Religion Matters programme every Sunday morning between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. She's also, what many of you might know, a survivor of what we call bone marrow cancer or myeloma. This is National Myeloma Cancer Awareness. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning, Clem.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for making us very jealous listening to you with eating all those chocolates.
Oh, God, Brenda, you know me now on chocolate. Like, I mean,
you know, a minute on the hip, minute on the lips, forever on the hips. So I don't watch that.
I have still a grand slim pair of hips, I can guarantee you, and they'll stay slim with these. I know, and the people will be eating mad in the kitchen later on. Brenda, what happened to you originally?
I was perfectly healthy, 38-year-old, busy living, getting on with life, with two small children, a 9-year-old and a 2-year-old. And on the 10th or the 2nd of January 2007, I was admitted to hospital with the early stages of kidney failure, which progressed a week later, and I was diagnosed with an incurable form of bone marrow cancer called multiple myeloma.
And what did you say, an incurable form?
Yes, there's no cure for myeloma. I mean, that was the shocking thing to be told on the 10th of January.
I was going to say, Brenda, if it was incurable, it can never be cured.
Well, there's no cure for it at the moment. There is research going on all over the world, particularly in America, even here in Ireland, into myeloma. And the hope is that someday they'll be able to treat myeloma as more of a chronic illness that you manage, like diabetes, rather than a malignant cancer, like it's treated at the moment with chemo and other aggressive treatment like that. But the hope, there is no cure for it at the moment.
Let's take it back then to 2008, I think you said, and you're told, you go in with kidney failure. Is that associated with it?
Yes, it is, because myeloma is a very tricky thing to diagnose. It can kind of manifest itself in different ways. Some people have back pain, bone pain, and other people, because it affects your bones, it starts to break down the bones like osteoporosis does, and all of that extra material sort of collects and gathers in the kidney, and then you've all these extra proteins being produced. Sorry for getting very scientific now, but they also clog up the kidneys. So in me, it affected my kidneys. I was lucky enough that I didn't have, and I still today don't have, any serious bone damage. But some people who have myeloma, when they're diagnosed, they do an x-ray of their bones. And do you know that Emmental cheese with the little sort of holes in it?
I've heard of it, yeah.
The bones actually look like that on the screen when you look at them. Now, luckily enough, my bones are in a good place, and hopefully they'll stay in a good place. But with me, I was in the early stages of kidney failure when they diagnosed me, but thanks be to God they caught it quickly enough, and they were able to treat the side effects and protect the kidneys, but they still obviously have to watch them.
Did you feel, Brenda, when you were told that I'm going to die?
Immediately, yeah. I mean, I thought, I asked kind of two questions. Is it hereditary? Because I was worried that one of the kids might be susceptible to it. And the second question I asked was, am I going to lose my hair? The death, the sort of question, didn't come at that stage, because you're absorbing so much material. And I was immediately thinking, how the hell am I going to tell my husband? How am I going to tell my family? When you say there's no cure, what do you mean there's no cure? Because, there's always a little bit of hope in your heart that even though you're getting bad news like that it's going to be okay. And I suppose I did, the minute I saw the consultant, then I said to him, look, what's my prognosis? I was very open about it. I put it out there, and then when my husband came in, about within an hour of me being diagnosed, he said to the consultant, what will happen if Brenda goes home and doesn't have any of the treatments that you're talking about? And the consultant said she will succumb to the disease. And my husband said, in English, please. And he said, or she said, Brenda will die, basically. So we kind of knew at that stage we were dealing with something very, very serious. You
and
know?
What kind of treatment, given that you're still with us, thankfully, yeah. And as I say, as we meet here every Friday when you come in to do your programme, you look extremely healthy, might I add, as well. Nobody would ever guess that you are suffering from an incurable disease. So what kind of treatment programme are you on?
The treatment varies. The treatment depends on your age, your level of general kind of health, your fitness. For me, I was lucky enough that I was kind of well, fit, young. I was 38. And so they decided to give me chemo, 4 rounds of chemo, and then they harvested my own stem cells from my bone marrow in May 2007, so just over 4 years ago. And then they gave me a break and they brought me in for what's called high-dose chemotherapy, which is extraordinarily toxic and very difficult to come out of. And then they gave me a stem cell transplant using my own adult stem cells harvested from my bone marrow. And that took place in July 2007, and in September 2007, same year, I was 4 weeks in isolation because you're prone to all sorts of infections and that. So I had to be nursed in isolation, away from the kids, away from very, very small visitor list allowed into me. And it was very tough, very challenging. But thanks be to God, it worked for me, and here I am. You know.
Were you as bald as a coot?
Oh, I lost my hair in May. The June bank holiday weekend 2007, it had been falling out in clumps and I just took the bull by the horns and shaved it off.
You have a great head of hair now, I might add.
Yes, I have. It's new, but apparently it grows at the rate of about half an inch a month, so I think mine must grow a little bit.
Brenda, on a daily basis, how do you cope with the idea, even mentally, about the condition you have?
It's difficult. I mean, I keep busy. I have a very kind of active mind. I'm always kind of on the go and... you know, there are days where, you know, I wake up and I have a lot of pain and, I still have two very young children, so they have a way of grounding you or bringing you to kind of ground zero very quickly. Mammy, where is this? I can't find that. Did you make my lunch? And, but it is difficult. I mean, one of the most difficult things is wondering how long I have, and you could get very caught up in that. And there's not a minute of a day that I don't think I have cancer. How long? And then sometimes somebody will say something very innocently to you, oh, we'll do that, or when you're old, and, you know. So, like, my ambition now, I have a lot of ambitions, but my main ambition now is to grow old, you know, and to be here for as long as I can. And that's the aim of the treatment, is to keep me around, Brenda Drum, around as long as they possibly can. And so far, so good. I have a great family who support me. I have a wonderful team of doctors and nurses who are just incredible. And I'm very lucky, really, you know.
Well, I have to say, we hope you're around for a long, long time to do. Also purely for selfish reasons, because you're doing a smashing job on Religion Matters every Sunday morning between 8 and 9. A cracking programme and excellently presented. And it's great to hear from you. And finally, Brenda, this is National Myeloma Cancer Awareness Week.
Yeah, just very, very quickly. We had the first ever Myeloma Awareness Week in 2009, and it's been going from strength to strength ever since. It runs from tomorrow until next Tuesday. There'll be hospital stands. Keep an eye out for fundraising events. And next Monday, on the 27th of June, we have an information evening in the Dokes Cancer Support Centre in Tullamore from 7 to 9:30. Come along, hear from the medical experts if you're worried about any symptoms you have. We're also launching a new website later today on www.mymyeloma, that's myeloma.ie. And finally, on the subject of golf, when it's in the news at the moment and the wonderful news about Rory McIlroy, we're having our first ever golf classic at the end of August, and we're hoping to raise money for much needed research into the Irish situation with myeloma.
All right, that's my my and then myeloma, myeloma.ie.
I know you're running to news, but can I just say, when I was diagnosed, I wrote this little, it's not a bucket list as such, but a list of things that I really, really wanted to do.
All right.
I'd always wanted to do. And one of them was to have my own radio show.
Have you the whole list?
KFM, that dream has come true. So thank you for that.
Have you that whole bucket list with you there?
Well, it was various different things. I wanted to write a book. I wanted to travel a bit, make as many memories as I can with my kids, teach them as much as I possibly can, make sure they know my story. And I wanted to do something in radio, live more simply, and just kind of travel and see a bit of the world with the kids. So as I said, thanks to KFM, you've made one of those, a big one of those, come true.
Oh, we're wonderfully delighted with that. But I tell you, it wasn't made for any reasons out of pity or anything else like that. You bring great quality to the programme. Cracking job, Brenda. And you have a great attitude to life. It's great to hear, on the one hand, from Marianne O'Brien about her successes and hearing from you about yours. MyMyeloma.ie is the name of the website.
Yep.
And this is Myeloma Week. Brenda Drum from Newbridge, a survivor of myeloma, and very much the emphasis on surviving it and getting on with it. You're quite an inspiration, Brenda Drum. Good morning to you.
Thanks, Clem.
And thanks to every one of you for your